إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you and we continue reading from الملخص الفقهي of our noble شيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات باب في أحكام الهدي والأضحية. Tonight's chapter is about al-hadi, the rulings concerning al-hadi and adhiya, sacrifice. ما هو الهدي؟ قال الشيخ الهدي ما يهدى للحرم ويذبح فيه من نعم وغيرها. سمي بذلك لأنه يهدى إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. First, the Sheikh is going to give us a brief definition on what is these two terms that this the whole chapter is about. The first term is al-hadi, and the other one al-udhiya. He says al-hadi is those animals, those cows, whether it is camels or cows or sheep or goat, those animals that they are sent to the haram. When a person sent animals to be slaughtered in the haram, in Mecca, and to be given to the poor in Mecca. And it was given this name Hadi from Hadiyah, because it is given as a gift for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the people now, whenever they may be, you can do this too. You're here now in America. If you know somebody in Mecca or somebody going for Umrah, you can give them some money. Tell them, look, this money, buy a couple of animals and slaughter them on my behalf. Now it's very sophisticated. There is an establishment in there that will do that on your behalf. And they have an office you go to, and they trustworthy, alhamdulillah, the ulama, they says, to deal with them. مؤسسة الراجحي. So all you have to do, find one of their offices in Mecca or Medina, especially if you go to Mecca, and then they will tell you how much will be for a camel, how much will be for a cow, how much will be for a goat or a sheep, and you do whatever you can, it's good for you. والأضحية بضم الهمزة وكسرها ما يذبح يوم العيد وأيام التشريق تقرب إلى الله. الأضحية is those animals that are slaughtered and killed on the Eid day, the 10th of the Hijjah, and also the أيام التشريق, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th of the Hijjah. These are those animals you slaughter for the sake of Allah, seeking nearness for Allah, to Allah, to be closer to Allah, to draw near to Allah by performing this act of obedience and this act of worship, which is the slaughtering an animal, the udhiyah, the sacrifice. قال وأجمع. This is that was point number one. We go back, inshallah, to help you, because when you make points that make it easy. That was point number one, the definition of the hadi and adhiya. What is the hadi? Once again, who remind us? Naam Hassan, the hadi.
Hadi is the animal that's taken to Mecca to be slaughtered.
It is slaughtered in Mecca, naam.
To be given to the poor in Mecca.
Ahsan, that's the hadi. And you can do it all time you want. And we have a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that The Prophet ﷺ, he used to send animals from Medina to be slaughtered in Mecca and to be given to the poor. So if you have some extra money and you want to do good for yourself, you do this too. This is a good thing. Somebody going for Hajj, but you're not going this year. You have a cup, some money. Somebody going for Umrah, but you can't go. And you want to do something good, yes, you. This is one of the good things you can do, inshallah ta'ala, by sending some money for the animals to be slaughtered and to be given to the people in Mecca. And there's a lot of benefits. And the Udhiyah, Naam Omar.
The animals that are sacrificed for the sake of Allah, so getting near to Allah.
Ahsant. These are those animals that are legislated for us, to, not any animal. Those animals that are legislated for us to slaughter or for to get closer to Allah in any given day, right?
No.
Ya Omar, the most important thing is the timing.
Yeah.
When? Ramadan. The 15th of Ramadan, right?
Yeah.
And the Eid al-Adha, Sant, which is what? What day is that?
The
10th. The 10th of Sha'ban.
No.
Which one?
Haram.
Muharram, Ahsant. La. Tent of Muharram. Tent of what, Muhammad? Dhul Hijjah, Ahsant. Tenth of Dhul Hijjah. And what else? The 11th and the 12th and the 13th also. They call them Ayyamu At-Tashriq. Somebody know why they call them Ayyamu At-Tashriq? No, Bilal.
Because the moon is full.
Bilal, right?
Bilal,
no. Nah, fadda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because the moon is the brightest on the 3 days.
I don't know that one. You may be right. But I kind of prove you only based on what I know. Ma'am?
Yom al-Tashriq are the days that's connected to the Yom al-Eid.
They are, yes. They are connected to the Eid, yeah, ma'am. Only because, see, based on your Bilal, based on your definition, we should have Ayyam al-Tashriq on every month.
That's what I was thinking about, the white nights.
See, based on your answer, we're going to have Ayyam al-Tashriq in Muharram. But these Ayyam al-Tashriq are in Dhul Hijjah. They follow the Eid day. Still not the answer. Why this word Tashriq, where did it come from? The ulama, they mentioned, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, for instance, he says, they used to, يُشَرِّقُونَ فِيهَا اللَّحْمِ. It has to do with the meat. Before, they used to, no refrigeration, okay? So once they kill the animal, they eat what they can that day, but then, if they keep the animal for the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that, what's going to happen to the animal? You go bad and spoil it because it's very hot. There's no fridges, no nothing. So what they used to do? They used to cut the meat and put some salt on it and hang it as a preservation. That's how we preserve it, okay? So that's why I call it Tashriq. Ayna, wallahu a'lam. Point number two, قَالَ وَأَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى مَشْرُوعِيَتِهِمَا. We have a consensus of the Muslims that both the Hadi and Udhiyah are legislated. Okay? It's not a habit or custom of some country or something, okay? That was passed on through the borders. La, this is a legislated. Both the Hadi and the Udhiyah are legislated. And he mentioned the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim. قال Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله القربان للخالق يقوم مقام الفدية للنفس المستحقة للتلف. وقال تعالى ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكر اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام سورة الحج فلم يزل ذبح المناسك وإراقة الدماء على اسم الله مشروعا في جميع الملل انتهى. ابن القيم رحمه تعالى, but the meaning roughly what he says, and I could be mistaken in translating his statement, may Allah have mercy on us and put on my tongue that which is right and correct. He says, this sacrifice of animal that the Muslims are to kill and is to get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you slaughter when you do hadi or adhiya, it's not for meat only. Yes, you're gonna the hadi now. The hadi is for the poor people in there in Mecca, but the adhiya, you eat from it. But still, it's not about the meat. It's about an act of worship. The most important thing is that you're doing it to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's like an expiation for the soul. Okay? That, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every ummah, we made for them a mansak, a rite like this, so that they can remember the name of Allah, so they can mention the name of Allah upon the, which He has provided them from Bahimat al-An'am, from those animals, the cows and the like. So you mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ibn al-Qayyim says, and that ayah was 24 of Surah al-Hajj. 34, Ahsan. I need the glasses now. 34, yes. 34 in Surah al-Hajj. So therefore, this sacrifice and the slaughtering of animals, sparing of blood by the way of killing these animals, mentioning Allah, the name of Allah upon them, it is legislated in all milal, in all religions. Okay, it was legislated in all of the messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. So, before we go to the third point, the second point, what was the second point? Who can remind us? We just mentioned it. Now,
that the sacrifice is legislated.
Ahsan. That the sacrifice is legislated. Which one?
Both of
both. Both of?
For,
give me their names.
The Hadi.
Al-Hadi. Al-Adhi. Ahsan. Now.
In our middles, in our religion.
Ahsan. Now. Thalithan, number three. وأفضل الهدي الإبل ثم البقر إن أخرج كاملا إن أخرج كاملا لكثرة الثمن ونفع الفقراء ثم الغنم. In the third point, the Sheikh mentioned now, what is the best? So it is legislated for us to give as a hadi or to sacrifice on the adhiya. What are the types of animals we can kill? What are they?
Sheep.
Camel. Cow. Okay. He says the best of them is the camel. Okay, the one who sacrificed a whole camel, then a whole cow, because it is for us, it's permissible when it comes to the camel and the cow, up to 7 people can share in one. Up to 7 people can share in one camel, meaning 7 people can share one camel, it's okay. 6, it's okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But if one person go ahead and slaughter a whole camel by himself, he's the best. He has the best reward. The Sheikh, he says, because that person pay more. And of course, because a camel costs a whole lot than a sheep. And likewise, in the second degree come the cow. If someone slaughter, If one person slaughter a cow, because the cow also you can, up to 7 people can share in one. But if one person choose to slaughter a cow by himself in the Udhiyya, for instance, or in a Hadi, that's the best too, after the camel. Then the sheep. Why? Because there is a person spending more of his wealth for the sake of Allah. Because a cow cost, for example, $2,000, and a sheep $250. Here's a camel $2,500 or $3,000. This person is spending maybe 10 times or more than the one who's slaughtered a sheep. So he said, from one angle, because that person is spending more money for the sake of Allah, and number two, it benefits more poor people. Okay? Alright, so if that cow is given to one family, mashallah, that's a lot of meat. Or that same cow, or that same camel can be given to a whole or a lot of families. Okay? That was number three. What was number three about? No?
The kind of meat in Islam.
Afdalul Hadi.
Afdalul Hadi. Afdalul Hadi. Now, what is the best?
The best sacrifice.
The best sacrifice. Now, like, what is the best? Now, what is the best?
The camel.
The camel. By one person. If one person sacrifice one camel, whether for Hadi or Udhiyah, that's the best. And then what come after?
Cow.
A cow. Meaning one person, even though he knows he can have six other people with him, but he's like, no, I'm doing it by myself. Said, I'm going to spend all that $1,500, alhamdulillah, it's okay, for the sake of Allah, you see? And then what come after that?
Sheep.
The sheep. And the sheep, remember, the sheep, there's no share in that, not even two people. Every person do it on his own, okay? And then in other books, we learn, because remember, we learned the Ahkam Udhiyah before the Eid, we have special classes, that then after that came the seventh, there's five ranks. The first is the whole camel.
Yes.
Number two is
the whole
cow. Number three is the sheep.
Horse.
Number four, the sheep
camel
and the goat the same. Number four, the seventh of
the camel.
Of a camel. Mm. And number five,
the seventh of
a cow. These are five. There's no sixth one. As far as I know. Who can repeat them? No? When a person slaughtered a whole camel by himself. Now, number one.
Second, person slaughtered a whole cow by himself.
Ahsan, the cow,
Is the sheep or the goat?
The sheep,
And then the fourth is seventh of the camel.
The seventh, the one who shared with other six people in one camel,
And then five is seventh.
Ahsan, and the number of, in the fifth rank, the one who share with six others in a cow. Nah. Number four, nah.
So the sheep and the goat, they same.
Same. Number four, wa afdalu kulli jinsin asmanuhu thumma aghlahu thamanan. لقوله تعالى في سورة الحج آية 32 ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. Now in the fourth point, Sheikh mentioned, what is the best in every category? What is the categories of animals now that we slaughter from? That we slaughter? What are the categories? Now Muhammad, now you can answer. Camel.
Cow.
Goat. Sheep and goat. Now, what else more? Turkey?
No
Thanksgiving in this one, man. Alright? Now, so now the Sheikh in this point, he's going to mention what? What is the best in every category? All camels, they're all the same? All the cows, like 10 people slaughter, all of them slaughter each a cow, they all get the same reward? That's what we're going to learn. The Sheikh, he says no. He says the best in every category. When you look at the camels, for example, the best of them, how you know this person sacrificed better than the other one? He says, asmanuha, the one that have more fat and meat, you know. Okay? Wa aghlaha thamanan, and the one who spent more money. Because usually, the better the animal is, And the more money you have to spend, we're not talking about the one who was scammed. Somebody who don't know the price, and somebody tell him, hey, give me 500 for a goat. But he don't know the price. Now we're talking about the price as related to the animal itself. You go to the market, there is two sheep. This same person, the same farmer, he has sheep. They're all 2 years or 1 year old each, for example. But he has one group and has a group. How much is this? So these are 350. These ones, 175. What's the difference? The meat and the fat. These animals are nice looking and fat, and these ones are struggling animals, you know. They don't have much meat and fat in them, so those are better in those categories. And he mentioned the ayah 32 in Surah Al-Hajj, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever venerate the rites of Allah, R-I-T-E-S, it is from taqwa. And a person go for the best. Okay? And as we, if you remember when we mentioned this earlier, before the Eid Al-Adha, when we have those classes on this subject, we mentioned that the mashayikh that we read to you from their statements and from their fatawa, they mentioned that a person should not be stingy and go look for the cheapest animals. Like, look, man, now you have to spend more money within your ability, of course. If someone is able to spend more for a better animal, that's what you should do. That's from the taqwa of Allah. And a person should not be stingy. He has the ability to choose the best animal, but he's like, no, that's too much. What do you mean too much? This is for you. That's for you. Yeah, it's different if someone has 150 in his pocket, that's all he can do. Yes, and there is an animal for 150. But then there is another one for 300, but he can, that's all. But if a person have money, he shouldn't go for less. You see? That's one thing. The second thing we learn also from those classes is that person should not complain about the money he spent for the Eid. Ah, I spent, oh, that's a lot. Ah, astaghfirullah. No, should be happy. You spend a lot of money for who? For the sake of Allah. So you shouldn't be complaining, oh, they got me, oh, that's too much, oh, this, that. Of course, don't let the people do you like that, you know, like take advantage of you and sell you an animal that is 150 for 600. Yes, of course, you have to be. But if you spend the right amount of money for the right animal, then you have to be happy, not to complain, oh, I'm not going to do this next year. Oh, man, no way. I'm just going to be like those brothers, man. I'm just going to buy me the cheapest animal, and that's it. Nah, you're cheating yourself. If you are able to spend, spend. Even if you are able to spend by yourself a camel, do it. Because the reward is in there, alhamdulillah. Now, number five, right? Number five now? Five. وَلَا يُجْزِئُ إِلَّا جِذْعُ الدَّأْنِ وَهُوَ مَا تَمَّ لَهُ سِتَّةُ أَشْهُرُ وَالثَّنِيُّ مِمَّا سِوَاهُ مِنْ إِبِلٍ وَبَقَرٍ وَمَعِزٍ وَالثَّنِيُّ مِنْ الْإِبِلِ مَا تَمَّ لَهُ 5 سِنِينَ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ مَا تَمَّ لَهُ 2 سَنَةً وَمِنَ الْمَعِزِ مَا تَمَّ لَهُ 1 سَنَةً. So in the fourth point, the Shaykh mentioned what is the best in every category, okay? What was that? What is the best in every category? Is it the red one? Is it the white stripe colors? Which one? Jamal? Why are you wearing like this? These are like wings. Is that so? I think the meat is everywhere. Okay, go ahead. Say it again.
Let's say the fattest.
Uh-huh. You forget something. You didn't do this. Tayyib. Naam, Hassan?
The best of what they just named?
What they just named. Okay.
That's my point number five. Or
four. We're still in four. There's no other way to put this fat and this. What is it? The other better term?
It's nice and juicy. The meat, the animals, the healthy.
Juicy.
It's healthy.
All right, man. Huh? Yes, because of the meat. Yes. Okay. Yeah, but. And number five? What was number five? We didn't translate that one right, right? Okay. Now, number five, the Sheikh. See, this is a point, okay? Number five, the Sheikh is going to talk about the age of these animals. Don't just grab any camel. Don't grab any goat, okay, or any cow or any sheep. No, they have to be a certain age. At least that age, okay? At least. And he says, from a da'an, which is the sheep. Sheep is da'an. Al-ghanam. They call it ghanam or da'an. He says, al-jada. And what is it? Is that which he completes 6 months and go on for a year. No less than 6 months for a sheep. So that's why you know this. So you can ask the person, how old? 9 months. You says, okay, it's all right. We can do that. If he says 5 months, he says, no. It's strong. Next year, inshallah. Not for Udhiyah and Eid, okay? And the rest for the camel and the cow and the goat, he has to be fani. So the Sheikh gave us these terminologies. Jidha, which is jim, val, ain. And from the other ones is fani. Fa, noon, ya. What is the fani? Even though they share all of them, the same name in camel, cows, and sheep and goat, but they have different ages. In the camel, the thani of camel is that which have at least 5 years, completed 5 years, going to sixth. And in the cow, the one who's completed 2 years, no less than 2 years, you can do something like 18 months or 20 months. And in the goat, the one, the thani of goat is the one who completed 1 year. And he's going in his second. Okay? Who can repeat this fifth point? Naam Hassan?
No.
What this fifth point is about first?
Fifth point.
No details, just what is about?
It's about the best
of every category.
The type of the best of the categories. The best.
It's not.
The age.
Yeah, the age. That was number four. The best of each category was number four.
The age of the sheep.
You know your numbers, right?
Nah.
I assume that.
Nah,
come on. Nah. So number four was the best of it, every category. What is the best? Nah. But what number five? The point number five we just finished?
The age.
The age. The age what?
Of the each one, which is the age that you have.
What is the age limit? In every category now. So what is the age limit for? The Sheikh mentioned two terminologies, two names. Who remember them in Arabic? No.
Da'an?
No. Two categories, two names. As related to these two names, if you hear it, you will know what age it is. Jada, Ahsant, Jada. What is the Jada?
For the sheep.
And what is it?
6 months.
It has to be at least 6 months. Now. And what is the other name the Sheikh mentioned?
Thani.
Huh? Thani. Thani. And what is Thani? Muhammad?
Camel is going to be 5 years and
at least five and up. Uh-huh.
Cow is going to be 2 years and up.
Uh-huh.
And for goat, it's going to be 1 year and up.
And now. And turkey?
No,
no turkey? No thani for turkey. How do you know?
No, we have four categories.
Inshallah. Ayyakal. Na, tayyib. Point number now?
Six.
What are we going to?
Six.
وتجزئ الشاة في الهدي عن واحد وفي الأضحية تجزئ عن الواحد وأهل بيته وتجزئ البدن والبقرة في الهدي والأضحية عن سبعة. You got it, Hassan?
No.
You wrote all of them or you following?
Following in the book.
I'm following in the book, no. I thought you were writing. وتجزئ أعيد أعيد I will repeat this point number six. وتجزئ الشاة في الهدي عن واحد. Now here the Sheikh is going to tell us in number six how many people for each animal. Okay? This animal will do for how many people? Will be enough for how many? Okay? In hadi, for example, if you make Hajj, tamattu', then you have to slaughter a hadi. Now here in this case, one sheep for each person. They say a person, he went, him, his wife, took his wife, his both parents, how many so far?
Four.
Two girls, and three boys.
Nine.
Alright? And his stepdaughter.
Ten.
They all made Hajj, tamattu'. How many sheep they will kill?
Wahid.
Wahid. Anybody has another answer? Huh? So how many they will kill?
Oh,
ten. Ten, na'am. That's the right answer. They have to slaughter ten. Why ten? Because one for each person. Because that's hadi now. That's why I didn't want to translate the other part. You see? قال وفي الأضحية تجزئ عن الواحد وأهل بيت. But when it comes to أضحية, if that person now, he's going to slaughter an animal, a sheep, for the أضحية, on the Eid. And he has the same people live with him. Him, his wife, two parents, three girls, two boys, and a stepdaughter. The boys are like 6 months and 18 months, all right? Inshallah. Okay? For example. So nobody say, hey, what about the boys and the stepdaughter? All right? So leave it like that. So there are 10 of them. Is he for the Eid going to slaughter 10 animals, everyone for each one? La, one is enough for the whole family. Do you understand the difference? There's a difference. The hadi, you have one animal for one person when it comes to the sheep. In the Eid, la. Eid al-Adha, la, is different. One animal for a whole family. Family of two, family of 20, family of 30. They all, one animal is enough for them, alhamdulillah. Now, that's for the sheep. Now, what's about for the camel and the cow? Now it's different. For both, for the hadi and odhiya, one camel and one cow also, they are good for seven people, up to seven people. Okay? Even for hajj, a family of seven, they all making hajj, if they want to slaughter a sheep, how many sheep they will slaughter? Sacrifice?
Seven.
One for each. But if they want to slaughter a camel, how many camels?
One.
Seven.
One for seven.
Okay, now let's go back to the other family. They 10 of them. How many camels they will slaughter?
One camel
and a third. One camel and a third of a camel. Okay, so how are they going to kill a third of a camel? Three sheep.
And a camel.
One camel and three sheep.
Why not two camels?
Well, if there is, it can't be two camels.
Ah.
Three people can be on one.
Okay. Yeah. It can be two camels too.
Nah.
There you go. Two camels or a camel and
a cow.
Or another cow, yes. One camel and a cow. Or one camel and three sheep. Or goat. Na'am, ahsant. طيب. قال لقول جابر رضي الله عنه أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نشترك في الإبل والبقر كل سبعة منا في بدنا. Because of the hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim رحمه الله the authority of جابر رضي الله عنه, he says the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم command us to share in the camel and a cow seven of us in each one, in one, up to seven in one. وقال أبو أيوب رضي الله عنه كان الرجل في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحي بالشاة عنه وعن أهل بيته فيأكلون ويطعمون. رواه ابن ماجه والترمذي وصححه. والشاة أفضل من سبع البدن أو البقرة. Also أبو أيوب رضي الله عنه, he says, a person at the time of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to sacrifice a sheep for him and for his family. They used to eat from it and give others to eat and feed others. And he mentioned, the Shaykh, he says that the sheep is better than the seventh of a camel and the seventh of a cow. Okay? Now. Point number seven, right?
Yeah.
وَلَا يُزِّئُ فِي الْهَدْيِ وَالْأُضْحِيَ إِلَّا السَّلِيمِ مِنَ الْمَرَضِ وَنَقْصِ الْأَعْدَاءِ وَمِنَ الْهُزَالِ فَلَا تُزِّئُ الْعَوْرَاءُ بَيْنَةِ الْعَوَرِ وَلَا الْعَمْيَاءُ وَلَا الْعَزْفَاءُ وَهِيَ الْهَزِيلَةُ الَّتِي لَا مُخَّ فِيهَا وَلَا الْعَرْجَاءُ الَّتِي لَا تُطِيقُ الْمَشْيَ مَعَ الصَّحِيحَةِ والهتماء التي ذهبت ثناياها من أصلها ولا الجداء التي نشف درعها من اللبن بسبب كبار سنها ولا المريض البين مرضها. Now the Shaykh here, he mentioned, as we did this before, alhamdulillah, but we still reading this book, alhamdulillah. Also now here in point number seven, the Shaykh, he mentioned what are the things that make an animal not good and not fit for a hadiyan sacrifice. Okay? So he said, sound animals and healthy animals, they are the one that you should choose. So therefore, the one that is, I have one eye, okay? The awra. Likewise, the amya. And also, the one that doesn't have eyes, both eyes, cannot see, okay? And the one that is very thin, weak animal. For whatever reason, has no marrow in a bone, okay, and also the one that is limping in a way that limping of that keep it away from keeping up with the flock, you know. So if you see one limping in a way by itself, you don't choose that one, okay. But likewise, the one that lost the teeth. Because now it's old animal. It does not even have a teeth. And the one also, he says that it's a dara. What is the dara? The udder. You know? The udder. You know the udder of the animal? When the milk comes from?
Yeah.
What is it called? Udder, right?
Yeah, the udders, yeah.
The udders, okay? They dry out. Why? He said this is a sign, the Shaykh, that animal is old. Okay? I know. And also the sick animal that is really, you can know that is sick. All of them, you don't use. And because of the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, قال قام فينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أربع لا تجوز في الأضاحي العوراء البين عورها والمريضة البين مرضها والعرجاء البين ضلعها والعجفاء التي لا تنقي. رواه أبو داود والنسائي. Because of the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, he says, the Messenger of Allah stood once and gave us a sermon, and he says four things that are not permissible to use in the adahi, in the sacrifice. The one that it's clearly cannot see with one eye, and also the sick animal that is, you can see the sickness, and the one that is limping, and the one that is thin, very thin and weak. Number 8, وَوَقْتُ ذَبْحِ الْهَدِي التَّمَتُّعِ وَالْأَضَاحِي. Sorry, we have to finish at least this chapter. If we have some time, inshallah, by the adhan, we can review these points. Let's first give you the points, inshallah, so we can finish this chapter tonight. وَوَقْتُ ذَبْحِ الْهَدِي التَّمَتُّعِ وَالْأَضَاحِي بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ أَيَّامِ التَّشْرِيقِ عَلَى الصَّحِيحِ. That was number 8, right? Now is about the time. The time of when do you slaughter? Is it left for anyone to slaughter the Eid, his sacrifice of the Eid any time he wants? He says, لا. It's after Salat al-Eid, after the Eid prayer. Also for the Hadi, for those who make in Hajj, is after the Eid prayer. He says for the Adahi, after the Eid prayer. Until the end of the 14th of the Hijjah, the last day of Ayyam al-Tashriq. So you have 4 days. You have the Eid and 3 days. He says according to the Sanad's opinion. Number 8, 9, 10. 7, 8, 9. Number 9. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مِنْ هَدِيهِ إِذَا كَانَ هَدِيَ تَمَتُّعٍ أَوْ قِرَانٍ وَمِنْ أُضْحِيَتِهِ وَيَهْدِي وَيَتَصَدَّقْ أَتْلَاتًا لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا سُورَةُ الْحَجِّ. He said also it is recommended, I mean, sunnah, it's not obligatory, to eat from his hadi. The one who, for example, making hajj, hadi tamattu' or qiran. Likewise, to eat from his udhiyah, the sacrifice for the Eid, and to give as a gift and as a charity as well. The Shaykh says to divide on 3/3, but we learned from before that there is no text to support this. You don't have to Sheikh al-Albani, Sadi, Sheikh bin Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, all of them. There is no clear text that we have to divide that sacrifice or animal into 3/3 and eat the third, give a gift, the other third, and sadaqah. You give what you can. You can eat more than a third. You can give more than a third and the like, inshallah ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 28, eat from it, from that animal, and at'imu, and feed others. And feed others. قال وأما هدي الجبران وهو ما كان عن فعل محظور من محظورات الإحرام أو عن ترك واجب فلا يأكل منه شيء. He says, but now, if a person commit a violation in the Hajj, for instance, محظورات الإحرام, he passed the miqat, not in a state of ihram, for example, or he left one of the obligatory elements of Hajj. Now that person, he has to expiate for that violation by slaughtering an animal, and it's not permissible for him to eat from that animal. You eat from the animal of the Eid that you sacrifice for the Eid, yes. You eat from your animal that you make hadi for tamattu' or qiran in Hajj, but if somebody, for example, has to wear something on his head because he's sick while in the state of ihram, in the ulama they say that person has to spell to kill an animal. He doesn't eat from that animal. Now, the last point, we're going to mention it after the adhan, inshallah. Now, the point number 10 and the last point in this chapter, and we conclude the class with it as well. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ومن أراد أن يضحي فإنه إذا دخلت عشر ذي الحجة لا يأخذ من شعره ولا من أظفاره شيئا إلى ذبح الأضحية لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا دخل العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يأخذ من شعره ولا من أظفاره شيئا حتى يضحي رواه مسلم قال الشيخ حفظه الله فإن فعل شيئا من ذلك استغفر الله ولا فدية عليه. The last point, point number 10, is he says if a person, the person who's gonna slaughter the Udhiyah and the Eid, when the 10th of the Hijjah comes in, then by the first night of the Hijjah, when the first night of the Hijjah, he refrained from having a haircut or taking any hair, pubic hair, under his armpits and the like. Likewise, he doesn't trim his nails, fingernails or toenails. And he continued until he slaughtered his animal. And when that happened, Umar, meaning he has how many days?
7 days.
How many days?
I
was just getting the notes. Ah, you were getting the notes. Now, so a person should refrain. If a person is intending to make the udhiyya, the Eid, he should refrain from cutting his nails or taking his hair until he slaughtered the animal. And also the ulama, he said, if somebody else is doing it on his behalf, until that person informed him. Like if a person got to go to work, sick or something, cannot go to the farm, like here in our case, another person he's going to slaughter on his behalf. He should not take until the other person tell him, look, I did it, alhamdulillah, I slaughtered your animal. So how long did it take him?
10 days.
Ten. Any other? قول اختلاف. ما في اختلاف. We have a consensus, a total agreement, no اختلاف. You want to change your opinion? You have two opinions. It's okay. Imam Ahmad used to have more than one opinion. That's why you hear in وَهَذَا رَأْيُ لِإِمَامْ أَحْمَدْ. It's okay to change your opinion, levels, like in based on knowledge. That's based on what the people says. Just because the people said, oh, I'm with my people. Now, you don't want the people. Now, go ahead.
I was asking, is it for the Udhiyya or the Hadith?
Udhiyya.
Udhiyya. 10 days.
10 days. Make it simple. 10 days. Wrong answer. It could be 10 days. Tell me. Why 10 days? 10 days for who?
Not for the one performing the hajj. It's like for the...
Yeah, you complicated it now for yourself. Now, Usman.
10 days for those that slaughter on the day of the
Eid. Ahsant. It's going to be 10 days for the one who slaughtered on the day of the Eid. But if someone didn't slaughter until 11th, then it's going to be 11. The one who don't slaughter until 12?
12.
And the line. The one who don't slaughter until the 14th?
Past. Up to 14.
It's past? What are you talking about?
Up to
14. 14. Okay. So now, what about the one who slaughtered until 12? No? Okay. Fine. So the Sheikh says, but if someone did take something from his nails or the like I mentioned, la bas. You just have to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing against that person, inshallah. Okay, by this we came to an end, alhamdulillah, to this chapter. The next chapter is about ahkam al-aqiqah. What is aqiqah? Who can tell me briefly? Ruling on aqiqah. What this chapter is about? Zakat, tahara, what is about? Hajj. Al-aqiqah is about the rulings of the slaughter, the animals, when Allah give you babies, a boy, a girl, or more than one, and the like, there is some rulings about that animal that we sacrifice. Okay, so that's what we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala, next class, inshallah ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam al-islami al-kathira.